Springtime is often the season for love, romance, and marriage the world over. In France, the past several years have seen a steady increase in the number of couples getting married. And this year, bridal gown boutiques and medieval churches are packed with wedding parties. But today, in a town in southwest France, 1,000 years of tradition are being turned upside down as the mayor officiates at a different sort of marriage, Frank Browning reports.
For this mayor, it's a very simple matter.
It's only a marriage, as other marriage, nothing special.
Except that it is between two men, Bertrand Charpentier and Stéphane Chapin. And just as in America, this gay marriage has tied popular opinion into knots of sympathy, condemnation, and confusion. The mayor performing the marriage is Noël Mamère, who also happens to be the leader of France's Green Party. He decided to marry Bertrand and Stéphane, he says, for a very simple reason.
I am very involved in fighting all the faces of racism, and homophobia is also a face of racism.
A traditional position of the left, except that on this issue, the socialists, the main leftist party in France, are seriously divided. For the Greens and the gays, who have no organized political clout, the socialist waffling is simple hypocrisy, says Christophe Marté, an editor at Tétou, France's largest gay magazine.
For real equality between straight and gay people, we should have the right to marry. That's simple as that.
But for others, especially on the left, today's wedding ceremony raises a profound question. What is the point of marriage in the secular society of the 21st century? Juliette Recoul and Marius Karboski were married 4 years ago. He is a moderate Catholic. She is an atheist. They both support gays having legal partnerships, called the PACs, but they're not sure about homosexual marriage.
The problem could be for children. If you have a gay marriage, can they have children or not? Can they adopt children or not? I don't know. And if the marriage is allowed, it means that they can have children because it's the law for the marriage.
Everything linked to babies, I think it's collective. You have to decide collectively. Because we have to say, okay, we don't mind that gay people have children, or we mind. It's not only gay people who can choose. Because I think it's collective. It's not a personal choice.
And that's one big difference with the largely religious debate in the United States about gay marriage. Erica Kramer, an American who's lived in France for 25 years, has noticed a peculiarity about the terminology used in French marriages.
What I hear is that a contract of marriage is a baby-producing contract, and that we, the French society, are happy to welcome you, this new productive organization, this couple. We're now here to make babies, to make the French culture be happy and grow.
Instead of a sacred union sanctified by God, a procreation contract to repopulate the Republic. Since homosexual couples cannot procreate, gay marriage challenges both law and custom, says sociologist Davina Frau Meggs. She adds that it is only the latest episode in a wholesale transformation of marriage and family structure.
Women have really tried to separate marriage from sexuality and marriage from reproduction. You can have sex several times and before you find your final partner, and it's separate from reproduction. You can decide or not to have children at what time you want them, and you can have children outside wedlock.
But gay marriage advocates argue that it's not only social stigma homosexual couples face. It's also the lack of tax breaks, inheritance rights, and even organ transplants between partners. That is the problem Philip Brooks and his PACS partner Laurent Bacallieu faced last year when Philip began to suffer liver failure and needed a transplant to survive.
Because it was more and more urgent to do the transplant, we started and asked what would be the solution to go faster. And they said, listen, the fastest is to have a living donor. But because you are a gay couple, because you are not married, that it wasn't possible for me to give my liver to my partner.
Eventually, after Laurent and Philip presented a stack of legal declarations, a health ministry official quietly called Laurent to say that the government would close its eyes to the illegal procedure. But by then it was too late. Philip died a few weeks later.
I think that was, for me, that was the worst moment to feel that the society that I'm living in, that I'm participating in, giving my work, my time, you know, everything for this state, for France, and then suddenly the only thing that they can do with, when this is a question of life and death, is just tell you, we close our eyes, this is real, this is awful experience.
Stories like these, as well as conflicts over adoption and child-rearing, have turned the debate nearly as passionate in France as in the United States. But much of that passion, Divina Frau Meg says, is inflamed by something else, a general French sense of insecurity.
Because we have terrorism problems as well. We have problems with Europe and our national identity. We have problems with what we perceive as the Americanization of our culture. We have problems with our own universal values and what the role of the state should be. So the debate is warped because, of course, it becomes a global debate for the French. It's not just homosexual marriage.
Yet two Frenchmen are being married today. Even though the Ministry of Justice has promised to have the marriage immediately annulled, and the Prime Minister has threatened Ma Mère with prosecution. That, however, doesn't worry Ma Mère, who has vowed to take the case to the European Court of Human Rights, where he's confident that gay marriage will carry the day. For NPR News, I'm Frank Browning in Paris.